With the second round of the $1 billion Regional Development Australia Fund close to being wrapped up, the federal government's conceded that small population areas may miss out under the current guidelines. The investment fund was one of the key elements of the 2010 deal with the independents who endorsed Julia Gillard as Prime Minister. It provides grants to local governments and to local businesses for projects that boost productivity and economic opportunities across the areas. But a Western Queensland council has twice missed out now on funding for a dinosaur museum, and it's criticised the fund for applying criteria that effectively excludes small regional communities. Cathy Van Extel has more.
With $1 billion up for grabs for regional projects, it's inevitable there will be winners and losers, and the losers won't be happy. Federal Regional Australia Minister Simon Crean has this advice.
There will be three more rounds. You can always point to the ones that are disappointed, but there were some in the first round that missed out that got up in the second round. So persistence pays.
That's certainly what the Southwest Queensland community of Quilpie is banking on. They're seeking $1.1 million to build a museum to showcase the nation's biggest dinosaur fossils. The Outback Gondwana Foundation has already raised a similar amount through the local community and resources companies. Its chairman, who's also the Quilpie Mayor Stuart McKenzie, has criticised the way the Regional Development Fund is being implemented.
We were the number one prioritised project in the whole southern Queensland region, so from Toowoomba west to the border, and yet they gave it to the number three project, which happened to be in the major population centre in that area. So our concern is that at the end of the day, if you just do not have the population base, you're never going to get funded. That's the issue we're trying to take up with them, I suppose.
And that's your concern, that you think there are structural problems with this fund?
The way they've administered this regional development funding over the last couple of years, and after there was so much hope after the last election when the independents negotiated this money, and it has literally gone to the major population centres, and the furthest it's got west in Queensland is Emerald and Toowoomba. There's such a massive area out beyond those relatively large centres.
That criticism was put to Simon Crean during a recent visit to Mackay to announce RDA funding.
Yeah, no, I think there's some merit in that, and I've asked for advice in the coming three rounds as to how we can address that point. But also for the really small communities, we have funded significantly, strengthened the base for the Trust for Rural Reconstruction, and that too is an avenue for the very small communities.
The Quilpie Mayor says he's seeking a meeting with the Minister, but those comments have given him some heart, and the community's hoping it'll be third time lucky.
The feedback from the second round that we were unsuccessful in was that we'd met all the criteria, ticked all the boxes, everything was fine, absolutely no reason to knock it back, but their words were luck of the draw, we missed out, and to definitely reapply again.
The Quilpie region's home to some of the nation's most significant fossils with international significance, but none of the collections available for public viewing. So far, only two of nine known local sites have been excavated, so the potential for new discoveries is high. Scott Hocknell is the senior curator of geosciences at the Queensland Museum. He says the proposed facility would be a scientific hub as well as a tourist attraction.
When you take Outback Queensland in total, the significance is still to be completely understood. We're finding the most complete dinosaurs ever in Australia. We're finding the largest dinosaurs that ever walked the Australian outback. In fact, these are the largest animals that ever walked the Australian outback. And in fact, some of them are in the top 10 largest animals to ever live. And of course, the marsupials, the megafauna that came after the dinosaurs, we're dealing with the largest lizards, the largest wombats and kangaroos, and these creatures all went extinct, and the big question is why? And without the fossil evidence and without more sites being discovered out in Western Queensland, none of this story would be told and none of the answers would be found.
Scott Hocknell says many Australians are unfamiliar with the dinosaurs that roamed here.
We've been educated on the discoveries of other places, so North America and Europe, so mammoths and mastodons and saber-toothed cats, Tyrannosaurus rex and Triceratops, all these animals, they didn't live in Australia. Australia is absolutely unique in that it has its own suite of unique dinosaurs, unique megafauna.
Can you rattle off a few names for us?
Yeah, recently I described three new ones. One was called Australovenator, which is basically the southern hunter. That's the most complete meat-eating dinosaur. We've got Diamantinosaurus and Wintonotitan, which is basically Winton's giant. Now, what's exciting is that the discoveries in southwest Queensland, we've got only nicknames for them right now. So we've got Cooper and Zach and Sid. These are all nicknames because we actually haven't finished the science. We're actually at the start of these major discoveries. We're in the period of discovery that, say, in the United States was around about 150 years ago.
If Quilpie realises its dream of creating a working dinosaur museum, it would further develop Queensland's Dinosaur Trail, which currently includes Huendon, Richmond and Winton. Late last year, the site of the only known dinosaur stampede in the world was closed when the conservation building protecting the 100 million-year-old footprints became unsafe. Winton Shire Council's undertaken temporary work to allow the site to reopen, but Mayor Butch Lenton will be looking for federal-state funding to save the site.
A local builder has done temporary repairs, which has brought it back for safety reasons, so we could reopen it again. And that's the main thing for this tourist season is actually that it is open. And the other thing is now that we've got to do is do a study on which way we go forward with it to make it a full-time repair. And hopefully we can get some grant money to make all that happen in the end and make it back to what it should be.
Queensland Museum Scott Hocknell says the state seems to be at the forefront of efforts to uncover Australia's dinosaur heritage. But, he says, we know little about the outback generally, and Australia is the new international dinosaur frontier.
It just happens to be Queensland at the moment because we're having this great interaction with the regional communities of southwest and central Queensland and even northeastern Queensland and all the way to near Mackay and Nebo, where we've got megafauna that's being found on mine sites. So the entire community, it's not just the locals, it's the mining companies, are really all banding together to bring this stuff to light. It's not unique to a Queensland. It just means that Queenslanders seem to be at the forefront of doing all of this.
It's exciting stuff, isn't it? That's Scott Hocknell. He's a paleontologist at the Queensland Museum, ending that report by Cathy Van Exdell, all about the dinosaur frontier here in Australia. Cooperosaurus, it's a great name for a megafauna, isn't it?